There's our car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always on the go with the free Odyssey app. Washington against the Dallas Cowboys Sunday. We're discussing the game right now. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I really think this is a great chance to get our season back on track here. I am not doom and gloom like a lot of you guys are because we are 500. And I've always said 500 is fine. Below 500 is the place you never want to be in the NFL. 500, you're a game away from making noise. If you are 7-7, you go on a two-game win streak, you're probably a playoff team in most years. Well, now you add a 17th game and an extra wild card spot. Maybe 10 wins is what it takes. But, you know, if you are sitting at 7-7, you'd still have that opportunity with three games left here. So I always feel like 500 is not a bad spot. And I do think we can get our season back on track with a win on Sunday. And I do think even that if we win Sunday, we can afford to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. I've been saying I want to be 5-5. Or better over the next 4 weeks here. That's where I want to be at. Yes, it was a missed opportunity against Chicago. But you get back to work, and I really think we have a great chance here to get our season back on track with a win. And it's not just with a 4-3 record, but I think that would be massive to have a 2-0 record inside of the division. I think that would be huge. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to John in Newburgh. John, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right. I'm not doom and gloom, but we talked about this before. We need a number two wide receiver, not a practice squad player. We need to trade and get a wide receiver. And we also talked about this. We need a starting cornerback. We need to trade for one, not a practice squad player. And if you notice how when Chris Moore, when he actually goes out and runs around and catches the ball, people are like standing there shocked. Like, oh my God, he caught the ball. But anyway, a quick war story. Years ago, we were 3-13. Richie Pettibone was our coach.
Okay.
And my dad was happy, and I said, Dad, we're 3-13. He said, it's okay. We beat Dallas twice this year. So I figured you would like that since you have a lot of past experiences with your dad.
Yeah. Do you have passion and hate for Dallas like I do, John?
Oh, my God, yeah, and I miss that. Like, you know, back in the day, but even with George Allen closing the practices and he had people out there, you know, walking around looking for spies and all this stuff. Oh, yeah, I hate Dallas. Just like my dad said, hey, if we beat Dallas twice, that's okay. We're okay for at 3-13.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So, do you have a Dallas player that you've hated the most in your lifetime?
I'll just say this: nothing made me happier to see us beating the Cowboys on Monday Night Football and the way Jimmy Johnson looked.
Yeah,
his face is red as a fire truck, and you know he's so mad, and he's lost the game. That's probably what I've liked the most: seeing their faces when they're losing.
Yep, I'm with you. Good call, John. Always appreciate you chiming in. For me, the one I hate most, I failed to name him earlier. It's Deion Sanders. And it's weird because, for me, as soon as Dan Snyder's such an idiot. I hate him so much. But as soon as he bought Deion and he represented the Redskins, I lost my hate for him. And I've started to root for Deion and root for his kid and his success at Colorado. But when Deion wore a Cowboys uniform, oh, could not stand him. Oh, my God, it just felt like every time he touched it, he broke our hearts. Fumble, return for a touchdown. Interception, pitch it to Deion, over return for a touchdown. Punt return for a touchdown, even caught passes. So Deion, oh, my goodness, couldn't stand him when he was a member of the Dallas Cowboys. But John is asking for a trade for a wide receiver and for a corner. I don't think we're going to be in the business of trading for a wide receiver or a corner this season because – this is a season you're trying to build off of last year with the guys that you drafted. And this is what I've been talking about in terms of Adam Peters planted the seeds. Dan Quinn has watered them. Well, now it's up to the individuals to grow. And that's Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane. And they both have made the most of their opportunities. And I think they both are earning more and more spots in the game, more snaps. And it's just, look, I don't like Chris Moore playing all these snaps. And I literally asked Logan Paulson about this week. Why is he getting three targets a game, it feels like? He had three catches, five targets against the Bears, two big drops. And he told me it's because this is a guy that has 9 years of NFL experience, maybe 10 now, that this coaching staff trusts because they've seen him do it on film. They've seen him do it in high-leverage situations here. And he came down with the touchdown catch there. So, for Jalen Lane, for Luke McCaffrey, what can you do to earn more trust? Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep grinding. And I think you will earn more snaps and more of an opportunity, especially if McLaurin continues to miss time here. But I don't think they're going to trade for a wide receiver for that reason. And at corner, it's hard for me to see them trading for a corner, given they traded for a corner last year in Lattimore, and it's kind of blown up in their face. It's kind of blown up in their face completely because he has not been good enough. Mikey Sainer still, it seems like, has taken a slight step back. I mean, I had a caller last week. Wes, you remember this? He started calling me out. Slow down on my boy Mikey Sainer still. He is so good. He's a pro bowler. Are you kidding? What games have you been watching, right? I mean, come on now. I love Mikey Sainer still, but he got burned. He got cooked in man-to-man, and he's undersized, right? So, he's been really good, but he had an opportunity to make a big play against Chicago and did not. And I could not believe how late he was in coverage on the Adunze play across the middle of the field there, where it was just man-to-man, and he was nowhere to be found there. But I do think the way that you mask the issues in the secondary is with better edge rushers. Now, the problem against Caleb Williams and the Bears was not really, I thought, the edge rushing, attacking the quarterback. It was not setting the edge and stopping running backs. And it's frustrating because you know this coaching staff brought in Dietrich Wise to do that. And he was doing a good job, and then he got hurt. And Jacob Martin was not really brought in to do that. He's supposed to attack the passer. Javonte Jean-Baptiste got hurt. I didn't like what he was doing. Preston Smith is older, and it's not working. Dorrance Armstrong's been our best defender, and then he got hurt in that game, and he came back in, but you know now he's questionable. We have not been able to, once again, set the edge, and we got destroyed. DeAndre Swift was averaging 1.5 yards per carry up the middle, and I think 9.5 on the outside. It's an issue. And I think the other part of it, it's not just the edge rusher's not setting the edge, but also slow linebackers. Wagner can't really get to the outside like he used to. And a safety and corners that are not tackling good enough. The missed tackles are too big of an issue here early in the season. Like, you're not dealing with that many injuries. Go out there and make a play and wrap up. And that's why I know that there's been radio hosts calling out Dan Quinn for a lack of real hard tackling in practice and training camp. And I get you don't want guys to get hurt, but we are at week 7 now. Missed tackles can happen in preseason, right? Missed tackles can happen in preseason. That cannot happen here anymore. We're 7 weeks into the season. That's how you lose football games. That's how guys lose jobs, and coaches do as well. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to our buddy Mitch in Jersey, who's online too. Mitch, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hi, Adam.
Good.
I think the game's going to be in Jalen Daniels' hands. He's a great passer. He's a great quarterback. So he's going to make everybody better. Just keep the offense on the field, because I know our defense is kind of struggling. Hope we get a lot of sacks on the Cowboys, which they don't have much of a defense this year.
Yeah. I'm with you, Mitch. Thanks for chiming in. I said earlier, this is set up for a Jaden Daniels classic performance here. He's yet to have a win of his own against the Dallas Cowboys. And he's had 12 amazing games already in his career. The chances are he's going to get one against Dallas. And I think it'd be a great opportunity tomorrow. And also, you got to think about this, and I mentioned this week. So, Jaden Daniels' sophomore season has been derailed by that injury, right? He played week 1, and he looked pretty good, but he made some mistakes. Week 2, he didn't finish the game at 100%. That's just a fact, right? Because he got hit from that play. He was, you know, running away from Micah Parsons, and he was not the same, and it forced him to then miss 2 weeks. All right, he came back against the Chargers, and he was awesome. But then, right, what happens the next week? You've got to come home. You've got to get some rehab. You got to get your body back into form. And then you go out there against the Bears, and he made mistakes. He coughed the game up. He knows that, right? He said he lost focus. But now, this is the first time in his sophomore season that he is game planning 3 weeks in a row, right? 3 weeks in a row. That's when you start to get your rhythm back. That's when you start to really start being able to get the timing and the connection. And last year, by week 3, Jaden Daniels took off Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to see that type of Jaden Daniels performance tomorrow, and I think there's a good chance we will, because his sophomore season has been derailed, but he got the train back on the tracks against L.A., and maybe had a bit of a hiccup against Chicago, but outside of the dropped fumble and the bad pass, he carved up the Bears with no-name receivers and not 100% Deebo Samuel. Like, that needs to be given more credit. 24-year-old Jaden Daniels, the NFL's Rookie of the Year, came back from injury, looked sharp in L.A., and then against the Chicago Bears, should have had 35 points scored, right? 19 of 26, 211 yards. If he doesn't throw that interception, you're giving him at least 3 on that drive. He got him into field goal range again. Matt Gay misses. That's another 3. And then they drop the ball on the ground, and that's at least another 3 right there. So they should have had at least 33 points probably in that game. And then we'd be talking about an offense that is top 5 once again in points for. Instead, they're at 7 at 26. So with Jaden Daniels at quarterback, I think this team scores an average of 29 points per game. I do think it will take 35, though, to beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. We'll take your calls next. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. It is rivalry week here on A-Wide Radio. Washington taking on Dallas. Dallas, I hate. I hate Dallas. Dallas, I hate. If you hate the Cowboys, I want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. What do you think it's going to take for Washington to win and get back to 4-3, get above 500, get the train back on the tracks for this season, the season following the best season of my lifetime, which was 12 wins and a conference championship. Dallas can't say they've been to the conference championship in the last 25 years. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Rick in Maryland, line 3. Rick, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Rick?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm from Harrisonburg, Virginia. I can't stand Dallas ever since I was a little kid, you know, growing up now. The only thing I say we need right now is a field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Because we lost a lot of points. I mean, we would have had a field goal kicker. I think we would have actually won.
I mean, when you see we lose by one and he missed a kick, it's hard to disagree. I mean, we could complain about kickers all day. I want to hear from your childhood, though. What happened that made you hate Dallas? I told you guys my story earlier.
Well, basically, my grandmother, my granddad, everybody liked the Washington Redskins at that time.
Yeah.
It's just that their fans are rude. I hated Troy Aikman. But and I hated their who did I can't remember. They had a running back back in the day that was really, really good.
Emmitt Smith.
And I can't remember. Yeah, Emmitt Smith, exactly. And I hated his guts because he was real good. And I was like, damn it, we need one.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Good stuff, man. Thanks for chiming in. For me, like, I can't get over the fact that Ezekiel Elliott never got a shirt that fit him right. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, Wes, that used to piss me off so much. Cover your damn belly button, loser. I hated Ezekiel Elliott. Let's go to Eric in Virginia. Eric, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. It's great to talk to you again. I look forward to Saturdays for your show. So
thank you, man.
I have three things. If you have a lot of people, you stop me at any point. First of all, doesn't it seem like for the last 3 years we've added pieces to our defense, and every year it's not getting better?
Yes. I mean, it's hard to disagree there, for sure.
And how long has Witt been the D.C.?
Now, he's in his second season as D.C.
Do you think his job's in jeopardy?
I don't. I don't, because Dan Quinn's working with him. Dan Quinn's the defensive guy. I don't think he's going to fire his guy that he handpicked to bring with him. Now, I do think there could be some changes, and I think it starts by sending more pressure early in the game. The defense has had different issues every week, so it's hard to, like, put it on one thing. Last week, the difference wasn't the secondary. It was that they couldn't stop DeAndre Swift, the running back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, switching gears, this has been burning in me for a while, and that is Terry McLaurin. Do you know how one of the shows talks about credit pies and blame pies?
Yeah.
So, I think for our loss last week, 20% of the blame pie goes to Terry McLaurin. You know, because for his holdout, his hold-in, his first two games, he wasn't, you know, fully up to speed. Now 4 weeks out, he argued he's in great shape, hardly ever misses any, that he was, you know, a great team player. Everyone admired him. And then he doesn't follow through on his contract. Now, I've heard people disagree. Just because other players do this doesn't make it right. There was another player with a big potential contract who said, I'm going to settle for the sake of the team. Well, he should, in my opinion, he should have played through, if they couldn't negotiate it, played through his contract, counted on himself, and then he probably would have done even better. But to hold out and hold in has hurt the team. I think there's no question about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly no question about that. It pisses me off so much because of everything you've said. I don't think he gets hurt if he was there for all of training camp. That's my opinion. I think he got bad advice from his agent. I also don't think Adam Peters played this wrong, but looking back on it, maybe you should have traded his ass, because he has screwed us this year, because we paid him to be a number one, and we don't have a number one wide receiver. And I do think that
right,
we would have won at least one of these games that we have lost if we had Terry McLaurin out there. And so the situation sucks, but I said earlier, I really feel this way. Terry McLaurin's a wide receiver. We won games last year because of our rushing attack. We need to be able to run the ball better moving forward, and that's not fumbling it away with Bill and using creative run designs from Cliff Kingsbury, better blocking, open up the holes, give Jaden an opportunity as well. I think he can make wide receivers around him better. Obviously, I want McLaurin, but he's not there. So, you know, we got to focus next man up kind of thing.
And then last thing, if there's time, people talking about how they feel about Dallas. So I've been a Redskins fan since 1966, and I always disliked Dallas because of the rivalry. Now, quite a few years ago, how long ago was it, our Thanksgiving game with RG3, when we went down there and beat them?
I think it was 15 years ago now, 14 years
ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I took my son there. The stadium was beautiful. I thought the fans were nice. And I actually warmed up to them, not that the rivalry wasn't there, but now why I really dislike them, in particular Dak Prescott. If you remember that turkey drumstick thing he did that should have thrown a flag, it was during the game, it was disrespectful.
Yeah.
And he had checked with Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones and gotten permission to do it. Ever since then, they are lower than whale poop in the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, they're garbage. I can't stand them. I mean, they're garbage people. Oh, my goodness. I could talk for days about how much I hate Dak Prescott. He ate the turkey leg, and then the next year, right, his leg got ripped off the bone. And I thought that was going to be the end of his career. But you got to give him credit. He has bounced back, and he's been terrific this year. But that's why I said earlier, I think we need to test that leg, blitz him, see if he can run and escape the pocket. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, that's good, good. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that Thanksgiving Day, they're eating them turkeys. Oh, that made me so mad. I mean, hate is a very strong word. I kind of like, I just don't like losing to Dallas.
Yeah.
And that was the worst thing that I couldn't stand, when they was eating turkey wings on the sideline, right in the middle of the game, just having fun. And I said to myself, man, we have got to get them back on that.
Absolutely.
But other than that, you know, and as far as somebody said it's Terry McLaurin's fault, yeah, he's hurting the offense, but he don't play defense.
Right.
And like you said, man, they have to start scheming up because they don't have the talent. You got to scheme up. If they had the talent, they wouldn't be playing as bad as they were. And I don't understand why you got to wait to now for you to start scheming. They should have been doing that all the time. You know you don't have the talent. And one more thing, Quan Martin, oh, my goodness, man. I mean, like, I don't understand it. I mean, like, you really watch all the games. I know you probably caught a lot of all the games. He's been doing that all year, missing tackles like that. One game against Atlanta when B. John Robinson went up the middle, he looked like he had his eyes closed trying to tackle him. He just completely missed him.
I know. I mean,
you go back and watch that first touchdown he scored. You see what I'm talking about. And he did that last year against the first play of the game against Philadelphia. Man,
yeah.
They're running back
Saquon
over there.
Barkley. Look, so, I appreciate the call, man. Good stuff. We're up against the break here. I agree with you. Quan Martin's not been good enough. I thought he was going to take a step forward. I think what we've realized is the thumper last year was Jeremy Chinn, and we let the thumper go. And maybe that was a mistake by this front office. They thought they had a like-for-like replacement in Will Harris, who broke his leg. I mean, come on. You can never assume that would happen. But, yeah, we lost our thumper, and we haven't replaced him, and Quan Martin's tackling has been an issue. All right, I see we got a bunch of people that still want to chime in. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll get more of your calls after this quick commercial break here. I want to hear more stories of why you guys hate the Cowboys. And I know that caller said hate's a strong word, but the definition of hate is an intense or passionate dislike. I mean, that just sounds perfect for how I feel about the damn Cowboys, the Cowgirls, the Cowpokes, the losers in Dallas. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma
With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Call AWOD. Give us your thoughts on Washington versus Dallas, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. All right, let's go to, all right, Wes, it looks like you've got D.C. from Southeast D.C. on line six. Let's go to D.C. What's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Good morning. What's up, AWOD?
How are you doing?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can, man. What's up? You're on the radio. What's good?
Okay, you asked the most hated Dallas player.
Yeah.
One, I hate Washingtonians who love Dallas. Number one, they're the worst. Number two, Clint Longley. Thanksgiving, I think 1973, Roger Staubach got hurt. The game was over in my mind. I finally got the big turkey wing, leg. And he went back there and closed his eyes and heaved that ball to Drew Pearson. He is my most hated Cowboy of all time.
Wow. I don't know about this game. Tell me a little bit more. What year was this?
It was in the 70s. I want to say 73.
Okay.
Roger Staubach just got hurt. He was out of the game. We were up a few points. I can't remember how many points we were up. The income, number 19, Clint Longley, a nobody. He went back there and heaved a pass to Drew Pearson to win the game. I literally threw up, and I was probably eight, 9 years old.
Yeah. Oof, that's a story that right was, there. I'm just looking it up. About 50 years ago on Thanksgiving, 52 years ago, Cowboys trailed 16-3. His 50-yard bomb gave the Cowboys a 24-23 win. That's a heartbreaker right there, man.
Yep.
That's a great story. So what's it going to take for Washington to win tomorrow, bro?
Okay. What we have to do is we got to get up on top of them first. We can't play wait till the second half.
We can't wait till the second quarter. We got to score our first quarter point.
I agree. We do not have JJG, meaning Joe Jackson Gibbs, the greatest motivator and leader of men, to come in and make adjustments. We don't have that mentality. I listened to callers talking about Terry McCauley and how he kind of disrupted our whole seasons with his holdout. I understand you hold out for your money, but it's, we've lost that team aspect that we had last year, and we became individuals, in my estimation, from what I see. And we shouldn't have got rid of Jeremy Chin.
Yeah. No, good stuff, man. I think you're right, and that's kind of what I'm talking about in terms of we need complementary football to win offense, defense, special teams on the same page. We also need every individual on the same page as the unit there. And I kind of agree in terms of we're not playing like the collective unit that we did last year, and that's why not only were we so successful running the football that we were able to play action off of that, and, you know, Jaden made Olamide Zaccheaus look great. He made De'Ami Brown look great. The same thing can happen for Chris Moore, Luke McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane. Let's go to Eli in D.C. What's up, Eli? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Wah, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I want to start with, you know, my hate for Dallas and where it comes from, man. Growing up, you know, the big screen days, or even a little bit before that, but I just remember, man, being a kid, sometimes the sport, it would be a lot of other things that was going on in your weekend before you would get to the game. So you would kind of have your picks throughout the weekend. So as a kid, you know, if you pick it wrong, if I was in the UFC and different stuff throughout the weekend, then my uncles come over for Friday, then they come over Saturday, and then they come over on Sunday and stuff like that, and then you watching the game, and then you crush. And as a kid, I used to be sometimes so upset when they're like, wow, I feel like I care more than the guys that be on the team. They showed these cats look like they really wasn't into it in certain years, and it used to be, man, so bad, you know, just Thanksgiving. And but I have a lot of good memories with family, even if we lost, win or lose. It was about those times with my family that was so funny, and so many, you know, uncles and aunts and people talking mess all week and can't wait to get to the game, and, you know, people screaming at the TV. You know, that's, you know, the house is all, you know, full of all, you know, laughter and people casting. Ah, man, I got to go outside, man. You know, that's what it's about, man. So
yeah,
I really enjoy that, you know.
I love what you said, because I felt the same way as a kid, that sometimes it felt like I cared more than the people playing.
Yeah, I want to get to the game, too, because I know it's other people who want to chime in. There's a few things, man. We, you know, this whole Terry thing, it's, you know, there's other things and other points of emphasis that exist around Terry. I'm looking for them to get their swag back. Like, even last year, you know, Sandersfield, he coming in before the game on the walk-ins. He got these wild outfits, and I know it's not, it's only about the ball and the stuff on the field, but I still think last year they had a different type of swag and different things that they were doing. And I want them to look at that Detroit game. I think that is where that defense had gotten to. I think they had worked up to the Detroit game. Where everybody was playing together. I think energetically as a defense, you saw something. So I've been kind of looking around. I'm like, it's not always about showing your guys tape of them looking bad. It's about showing them tape of them energetically. Like, man, look at your energy in this game. Look at your energy on this play. And now look at your energy from this game and understanding what's the difference here. You know, and we have to get to those points. I've been looking at certain games and hearing people call in. It's like, nah, man, a lot of this stuff is between the ears and, man, how you feel, man. And they have to discover the feeling. And the coaches have to be preaching, yo, look at around the league, man. 4-3, it means you right in the mix. A lot of these good teams, a lot of teams, this year seems like it's consistency. And you can do good one week, and the next week you can look like not a great team. So if you can coach consistency and you can start putting some wins together, then we can start. And this is remember, everybody, we're a team that looks good late in the season. Now, I don't want it to slip out of our hands, but when teams are starting to shut it down, Washington starts to wake it up. You see it in games. In the games, I think that's going to happen at the end of the season. Why do you think we sandwiched with Philly back-to-back? Because the league, NFL, knows how Washington plays. They know by the time we get to Philly, we're going to be ready to rock. And if we're not, it is what it is. But I think how we're built, and I want it to be better, but we're built in the way we built for that late. We built for the fourth quarter of the season.
That's what,
and we got to give Bill an opportunity. Bill, yeah. And see, they're trying to slowly give Bill more opportunities. I thought Jeremy McNichols was going to get that. I said, okay, we ready to shut the game down. I said, nah, see, they're trying to grow him up and give him an opportunity to close the game. And then, yeah, it didn't go our way, but you see, we still a young team, and everybody still needs an opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
So I think this is the week, and this is the defense to go against to, like, be as creative as you possibly can. Try as most the most things that you can. It's not time to be scared. It's not time. Joe Witt has to go for broke early, or not, you know, but he has to be able to call the defense aggressively offensively, we can't really be we have to get our script. This is a great defense to get your 15 to 20 play script going. Washington, for the most part, I haven't really seen them get through their 15 to 20 play. This is what we're going to do. This is our gear that we want to use. It yeah, almost seems like it takes some time.
We've run our drives into the ground in the first quarter and haven't been able to go through everything that we want to do in terms of our game plan. I appreciate you chiming in, man, and I think you're right. This week reminds me of the Detroit game, and so I hope they go back and watch some of that film and get Quan Martin his swag back and Sam Ristow his swag back and Luvu his swag back, because all week long against Detroit last year, the talk was, how are we going to stop them? Jared Goff and Ben Johnson's insane offense. And all week long, it feels like the topic has been Washington's defense. How are they going to stop Dallas and George Pickens playing so good and CeeDee Lamb's back and Dax at an MVP level? It should be, how is Dallas going to stop Washington? Because I think this is an opportunity, just like Detroit, where we go up and down the field, up and down the field. We score 45 points. It doesn't matter how bad our defense is. We're going to get the win. I think this is a game in which the offense goes out there and has an explosion. And Jaden Daniels goes out there and just performs at a super high level because he's now back in rhythm, because he's now played 3 weeks in a row for the first time in his sophomore season. I'm looking forward to this game on Sunday. Some great stories about our hate for the Cowboys. I want to hear more from you guys. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on The Fan. DC Sports Radio 106.7, simulcast on the Team 980. Richmond 910, The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. So here's what we've got going on for the final hour and some change of the show. We'll bring Linnell Willingham on. Want to talk to Linnell about this game. He's a little younger than me. Get his perspective on this rivalry, what game he remembers most growing up watching Washington versus Dallas. And then we're going to go behind enemy lines. RJ Choppy from The Fan in Dallas will join us at 11:30. I'll give out my keys to victory and pathway to success before we get out of here at noon and hand it off to Doc Walker. Let's go out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, A-Wild? Long time no hear from. Look,
I know.
Let me get
why haven't you been calling, Mark?
Busy and stuff like that. It's been pretty busy.
All right.
But look, let me get to why I hate Dallas first, and then I'll go from here. And I think anybody who was born between 1960 to 1973, the caller who talked about the 74 Thanksgiving game, stupid. No. December 16th, 1979. That was the game we went down there. That 1979 team, AY, would have had home field advantage if we beat Dallas. We were up 34-21. John Riggins runs down and I think a 55-yard run, runs in for a touchdown and stuff. We're up 34-21. Everything is all happy and glory. That damn Roger Staubach. Damn Roger Staubach came out of nowhere and delivered for his last regular season game in history and stuck it to us and won 35-34. And here's the thing that was so sad about that game. At the end of the game, Joe Theismann threw a completed pass, I think at the 40-yard line. They were trying to get Mosley in there because Mosley was going to kick the ball, through the stadium. He was going to make it from 65 yards. There was no way we weren't going to miss that field goal. It was crazy, man. I sat at 9 years old, I sat on the floor and cried the entire time. That's the only time I cried for the Redskins after that game. I cried at 9. I was in pain. Like, this, we ain't in the playoffs. No one talks about that game. But that game broke everybody in this area.
Great story, man. I love to hear about that.
Now, here's what I think is, look, Jaden's going to have to be Superman for this team to make the playoffs, man. It's just that simple.
That's Mark. That's what I'm saying. We have to score 35 points.
Well, he's going to have to do that every game. I hate to say it, because, and I know you're going to disagree with what I'm about to say here, but and a lot of people do. Adam Peters has totally failed this man. Adam Peters has totally failed Jaden Daniels. Look, the caller who called and put 20% on Terry McLaurin. I understand where you're coming from, but when I look at all the draft picks that came, one in Caleb and everybody after him, everybody else has better toys around them than Jaden Daniels. Everybody. And Adam, go examine it. Go look. Caleb has better toys. Michael Penix. All of these guys have better talent around them than Jaden. Jaden has to be Superman because the GM has failed. And I hate to say it like that. Look, here was the first failure he had. Johan Dotson, you're going to trade him over to Philadelphia, and then a week later you go and get Noah Brown, who has injury issues. And what's wrong with Noah Brown now? Guess what? He's still on injury report. Deebo Samuel, you trade for him. Everyone knows he's got injury issues. And what's wrong? He has a heel issue. You're going out and getting guys off the scrap every week. You shouldn't be doing this for a second-year quarterback. And that's what Cliff Kingsbury was talking about 2 months ago when he was saying, look, we don't have talent at the receiver position. Everybody thought he was talking about Terry. He was basically – and this is where I think you have a problem between the coaching staff and the front office. And I agree with you when you said if Adam Peters knew it was – he should have been better war with the Terry situation. He should have traded him. If you knew it was going to go like this, should have traded him, got some picks, could have got a younger receiver in the draft if you would have did this like in February or March. But now look at where we're at right now. Our starting three receivers are basically on the sidelines. That points directly at the GM.
See, I just disagree with you there because you can't – look, Mark, I understand what you're saying. As of today, it looks bad on Adam Peters because Jaden's going out there with a bunch of nobodies. But he cannot control McLaurin's injury, Deebo getting injured, Noah Brown getting injured, like Austin Eckler getting injured.
Okay, fine. Here's Adam. Here's where you're missing the point. Noah Brown had an injury history before he got here.
Well, yeah, but correct? Then when he played, yes, he caught a Hail Mary, and he was terrific.
Okay. Deebo Brown had an injury history in San Francisco. Everyone knew that.
Deebo Samuel's been terrific.
Deebo Samuel had an injury history.
Deebo Samuel's been terrific this year. He hasn't missed a game. What are you talking about?
But Deebo has a heel injury, Adam. You're getting upset with me, Adam. Adam, first of all, slow your roll, young man. Okay?
Hold on, Mark. Why don't you call back next Saturday? Why don't you call back next Saturday, Mark? Because I'd love to hear from you after this Dallas game. Because maybe I can agree with you. But this team is below 500.
Deebo was not playing them all. How did Deebo?
What is he talking about? I mean, what are we arguing about here? Adam Peters has done wrong? How many years have you watched this team suck and fail because we had bad management? We finally have somebody here, and at 3-3, you're calling for his job and saying he doesn't know what he's doing, and he set up his quarterback for failure? It's not his fault that McLaurin got hurt. It's not his fault that Noah Brown got hurt. Oh, Noah Brown's got an injury history. Nobody was talking about that when he caught the Hail Mary pass. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This fan base here sometimes has an issue with just going nuclear when the team is 3-3. We're 3-3. We're getting ready to play Dallas. We're getting ready to play arch rival. And you got a story from 60 years ago about the Dallas Cowboys ruining your childhood. And now here you're arguing about the general manager making mistakes. That doesn't make any sense to me. The defense is the issue. The offense is not the problem here. Set up Jaden Daniels to fail. Jaden Daniels has missed two or three games already this year. Jaden Daniels is just getting back here now. I hate the talk about, this guy's got an injury history. The entire league's got injury. It's a damn physical sport. Anybody can get hurt anytime. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll bring on Linnell Willingham next. You can check him out, Team 980, 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.